shear of how much you could walk with your chamor is the same measurement as shnei gemodim umachta. So they're both arguing on the Mishnah, they're both holding the derech yoch is only 2.5 amos. Yeah, so that's how we answer that halacha. Now the Mishnah says, derech harabim sheses for yamas, 16 amos. Tana rabbah went like this, derech hayoch harabamas, like our Mishnah. How, what's the private path is only dalet amas. Derech meir le'ir, if you want to buy property to make a highway to travel from city to city, shmein amas. That's only be 8 amas. That's called meir le'ir. Could be like a private road, but if the road is meant to travel from city to city, it has to at least be 8 amas. Derech harab, once you're making a public road, sheses riyamas, that has to be at least 16 amas. Derech ir miklat, when you want to have the road on the different cities of the Orem Miklat, the Raseach runs there, shloishim ushtayim amas. The road has to be wide enough, 32 amas wide, so he can really get there in order to save his life. Amar Rav Huna, micro with the Pesuk says, by Orem Miklat, tochen lo haderech. Derech haderech, as if to say like a double time, a regular derech, a double Rishus Rabin, which is 32. 16 times 2 is 32. Then the Mishnah says, derech hamelech ein l'shir. When you want to make a road for a king, there's no shir. Shehamelech pervitz gedalasas derech. V'yein mamchum yodi. The pshat is the king can do what he wants. King has a right to break down roads, to make his own road, nobody can stop him. That's melech of the melech. Melech has ownership over the land to do what he wants there. Derech hakever ein l'shir. When you buy a plot to plant, to bury somebody, so there's no shear. You could use it wide as you want. Why? Morantzis mishum yikorah deshchiva. You have to give respect to the mace. Out of respect to the mace, you can't just give him in a small place. He has the right to use as much as you want. So Rambam explains, mishum yikorah deshchiva, shein ze kovet ha-mace, lahavrich es hamalavim, oisoy mikan. Like if you only give a small place to bury him there, so then the people that are malava, they have a big levaya, they won't be able to be by the burial. So if I buy in your field a place to bury somebody, and then I have a big levaya, you can't stop me from having a lot of people come. Because much property, at least when he's in, it's all part of the sale. Bishum because of kovet ha-mace. Now Hamanid, the Indian of my mothers, that we said that after you bury him, when you walk back, you stop 7 times around the way when you bury him, you stop 7 times. So Dainis Bar Amru, base Dalat Kabin. How wide does that place have to be where they make the Mamadis? It has to be wide Dalat Kabin. Tana Rabban, look at this. Hamoicha Kivroi, if you sell a place to bury somebody, a plot to bury somebody, Derech Kivroi, or else I sell you the Derech there, Mokka Mamadoi, or if I sell you the mokum to make the mamodist, or else a base haspeda, I sell you a place to make the hespid, boyim b'nei mishpocho, so then the b'nei mishpocho comes, for korva noisei akorchoi, b'shum ka mishpocho, as once somebody bought the rights to be buried there, so then if somebody else is mason the mishpocho, they automatically have a right also to be buried next to him. Even though the first one is buried in private property, but mishum pagam mishpocha, they have rights that he has to sell them the rights to bury the mishpocha next to that mishpocha. Rashbam says, "Gnai yulhem shein lekroivim makam kavura hilkach omer rabbanon lishkol demeiv leheder hilchemina behedji v'bchor v'sayin kitsa," that the owner has to give you right to bury the mishpocha next to mishpochas. Tana rabbanon ein poichsim mishuvim amodis. You don't have less than 7 stoppings. As Rashbam learns, the chazirosan min hakever. It means after you bury the mace, on the way back, you stop 7 times. The 7 stoppings. Hochin mat, they walk a little bit. The yoshrin, they sit down, lenachim ovel, to nachim the ovel. Oy laharbet sar, alamase, they also start crying on the mace. Shemes laharbet, bebechit, they cry a lot. The crying is there then by the basic verse. You should do tshuva, ki achai, hodem hevel, because life of a person is just hevel. And it goes by. That's what you have to rule when you go to basic verse. Therefore, you make 7 mamodis. You have to stop interessant. When you, after you bury the mace, when you leave the basic verse, here Rashbam is learning, you have to stop 7 times. So Gemara says,
And he's talking about Shimon Modis. Umayshavas Lameis. Kineged why? Hevel Havolim Omak Hevelas. Hevel Havolim Akol Hevel. He said seven times Hevel.
So that's like we're learning Rashbam. You're supposed to realize when you leave the basic chorus that a life is really Hevel. To do tshuva, to realize your main purpose of life is to do mitzvahs and Torah, and therefore stop seven times to think about this. Interesting. As the seven of all of them.
We do
them. What's that? On the basic verse.
Yeah. Yeah. Omer Rabacha Bre the Rabbi Rabashi. Heichi Avdi. How do they do it? Omer like Katan, like we learned. Omer Rabbi Yehuda. For the beginning, Yehuda didn't do less than seven. Umashavas, like stopping and sitting. Lameis, kagoin, omdu yikorim, omdu shavu. They said, stand up, yikorim, and then sit down. Yikorim, shavu, omruloi. That's all they did. They just said, like, stand up and sit down. That's all they did. Im kain, yasakash, afpa shabbos, mutlas, kain. That's all they did. So even on Shabbos also, you could do it. The Gemara later will say in the case where they buried somebody right before Bein HaShemoshes on Friday, and they're walking out of the basic verse now on Shabbos, Shkurit should be mutter to do these mamadas also. Shkurit is the right to Rashbam's chat. We're talking about leaving the basic verse to make these mamadas. The Gemara says, Achte the Rami Bar Papa have in the Sivile, the sister Rami Bar Papa was married to Rabbi Aviyah, Shchivi died, she died, over the lay Maimed Umoshev. So they made Taka Maimed Umoshev. They made these mamodis. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Toya Batarti, he says they made two mistakes. Toya, first of all, they made a mistake, Shein Oysem Ela, the Kroivim. You only do the Kroivim, Vu Avdi Afilu Rechoikim. He did, you know, if only the Kroivim are supposed to make this mamodis. And he had even Rechoikim, the strangers do it also. Toya also made a mistake, Shein Oysem Ela, the Yerishim. You only do this the first day of the burial, of the Avelis. He did this on the second day of the Avelis. Abai Mabaya says, made another mistake also. You only make this mamodis like the svar when you leave the basic chorus. Who was the beer? He did this in the city. Rav Amar Rav says, made another mistake also. You only do in the place where that's the minik. And that place wasn't the minik. That could be why we don't do it today. Maybe today the minik is not to do it. Meister of Akasha, Omlo said back to Mimkain, Mafra Shabbos, Mutlas Kain, you could even do this on Shabbos. Now, we Yamar Bezak, what you're telling me now, this Indian is, when you leave the Bezak Forest, you make these seven Mamodos, Ubiyanechot, on the first day right when he died. If so, Bezak Forest for Shabbos, my boy, what are you doing in the Bezak Forest on Shabbos? So my answer is, Biyaras Mukhlo Bezak Forest, the Yamtuya Benesh Moshois. It's talking about that they buried him in the burial of the basic chorus was in the city, and the basic chorus the burial took place right before Shabbos, and Taka now they're walking out of the basic chorus on Shabbos. So in such a case, he asked the Shiloh, if all you're doing is just sitting down and being misbunin, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos, Nenechami. Could be, you would be allowed to. But it could be, I'm not sure, Allah, it could be Lamaisa that we don't do it today, because maybe that's not the minik. Like you told him, you only do this if that was the minik. Penachlami, Pshat in the Gemara that the Rashbam said, that was a meaning in one place, that when you leave the Basak forest, you have to stop seven times slowly to be misbinding and think into it. Alright, I'll stop here.
Yeah, Daf Kuf. You're holding Daf Kuf from the base we're holding. You're by the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, HaMoicher Mokom L'Chaveroi Lasas Lo'Kever. If somebody says, I want to buy, or I'm selling to you a place to make a kever, or as well as you're buying it, V'chein, the same thing, HaMakabo M'Chaveroi Lasas Lo'Kever. You're the Kablan, you're the contractor, and you're accepting upon yourself now to have a place in order to build the kever. Now, this Mishnah now is talking about the kever means exactly where we're going to bury the mace. The Mishnah before spoke about Derech HaKever, there would be a minimal mistake. It didn't really mean before the Derech HaKever, the place where they bury, but it means rather the road to go through to get to the basic course. Like if you have to go through somebody's property and you want to buy a derech, you want to buy your road to go through the property to get there, that's what the Mishnah before said, Ein Leishir. And that the pshat was that, let's say there's a big levaya, and there are a lot of people going down the road, so you have to use a wider place, so you have a right to use even a wider part of the road, Mishum Yikora of the Mace. That was the Mishnah before. That was after Derech HaKever. That was the road to get to the Beis HaKvaros. But now we're talking about if somebody accepts upon himself to build, to buy a makom, to build the kever itself. Now the lochra is like this, that oisa toichoi shomoro. You're supposed to make inside the cave dalad amos al shesh. That's how wide the cave itself was. Now the minig of the makom then was, they used to bury a whole mishpacha together. Or used to be like a mishpacha plaque. And how did they do it? You used to have a cave. You used to dig inside down the ground. You used to make a cave. And then in the cave in the ground, which was four amis by six, Tocha Shemar was Dalet Amis al Sheish. It was four amis by six amis. That's how wide the cave is. Now, Upasech L'Toychoi Shmoyne Kuchin. Now, they used to put the mace on the walls in the cave. They used to make little holes there. Not little holes, we'll soon see the size of it. They used to make a hole in the wall to put the mace, put the coffin inside the hole of the wall. That's what they used to do. So, Pesach L'Toychai Shmoyna Kuchin. There were 10 holes there, 8. I mean, 8 holes there. So, if you have 8 people in the Mishpacha, you put them all in this one more, in this one cave. That's the 8. Like we'll see to the picture on the left side, this first picture. That's a Mara. On the right side, that's a Mara cave. That you have 8 kuchen. Like there are 3 on each side and 2 on top. But the Mishnah explains. Shemoina kuchen. Sholosh mikan b'sholosh mikan. You have 3 places for the caves. On the right side and on the left side. Ushnaya miknegdon. And 2 on the opposite.
Mamas like this picture here on the kufalas. This picture here. So that's how you have a place for 8 kuchen, 8 mesim to go into the wall.